RRA Digital with Newer.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian government is committed to strengthening Syariah-based financing for micro, small and medium enterprises. This was conveyed by Putu Rahwidiasa, Director of Syariah Business and Entrepreneurship at the National Committee for Islamic Economy and Finance during the Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Day webinar titled Syariah Financing Innovation for MSMEs held on Friday, July 4th. Moving on to the Indonesian Air Force that conducted a test flight of the KF-21 Boramae, a supersonic fighter jet developed jointly by Indonesia and South Korea last week. Air Force spokesperson Air Commodore E. Nyoman Suatnyana has confirmed. According to an official press release on Thursday, the test flight took place on June 27. The successful test flight is a significant achievement in the collaboration between Indonesia and South Korea in military aviation technology and human resource development. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Kita harus bahagia. Hati-hati, harus hati-hati. Kalau
masalah hati,
jangan sampai mengulang cerita salah pilih kekasih. Punya pacar harus lebih baik. Punya pacar harus lebih keren. Yang paling penting kita harus bahagia. Kita harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. kamu harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. Kita harus bahagia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Fresh food. Fresh from the ocean. Cleaned and baked instantly, and served straight to your table. Inspired by its astounding nature and culture. Ready to be explored in a mouth-watering journey. Step out of your comfort zone. Experience the delightful taste of Indonesia. Enjoy familiar dishes in not-so-familiar environments. From healthy breakfasts, exotic fruit juice, to traditional brunch, lunch at the sea, many do, where eating a fare goes from day to late at night. Surprises. The common corn. The not-so-common fried duck. All presented in style. Exploring street food. A great way to get together for a fun time. An Indonesian favorite pastime with an endless array of local cuisine. Some spicy. Others savory. Mixed and matched to the preferences of each and every patron. Of course, Indonesia has also its own brand of fine dining. Origins are obvious, but it is the adaptation, the blending of international and local cultures that keep gourmets coming back for more. Simply serving the best of two worlds. And for the more adventurous, Indonesia is the real deal. Authentic, exotic culinary experiences. Original recipes and traditional fares. Prepared with much love and passion. Fusing culinary customs and ingredients. Street food is the ultimate experience. The mouth-watering journey that lifts the spirit and broadens the mind. Always with the typical friendliness of Indonesian people. Food from the heart and for the heart. Wonderful Indonesia.
Saudara, beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia, yang disatukan karena cinta. Karena cinta.
bisa nyata. Cerita, kabarkan berita, membuka cakrawala. Sama bertaut udara di gelombang semesta. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya kita hadir bagi dunia. Kita Indonesia. Kabarkan berita, membuka cakrawala. Sama bertaut udara di gelombang semesta. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya Indonesia sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia,
Indonesia
sesungguhnya,
sesungguhnya
kita lipat. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya langit aspirasi bangsa. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya kita hadir bagi dunia. Kita Indonesia sesungguhnya.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. VOI listeners and viewers, it is so good to be back in the program of VOI Talk, and in the spirit of Islamic New Year, we just commemorated the Muharram 1st, 1447 Hijri. It means we are ready for a better, a brighter leave of life, including here in Indonesia through the Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs, to realize inclusive Islamic religious education for all groups of people. There is a sign language Quran Mushaf, a Quran formatted using sign language to help disabled people to read and understand the holy book of Islam. So to find out more about sign language Quran, joining us on today's VOI Talk, Bapak Muhammad Amar Ma'ruf, as the initiator of the sign language Quran and also diplomat of the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and also Ibu Latifah Rahmi from the Al-Quran Supervision Institution, or Al-Quran Mushaf Pentasihan Lajnah of the Religious Affairs Ministry of the Republic of Indonesia. So good afternoon, Bapak Amar and Ibu Latifah. Thank you so much for joining us.
Assalamualaikum.
Assalamualaikum. Waalaikumsalam Bapak Amar dan Ibu Latifah. Good afternoon. Welcome to VOI Talk from Voice of Indonesia. So, we are here. Can feel the spirit, the enthusiasm from the creation of sign language Quran. So, let's dig deeper about this initiative on how actually does it operate or is used by the people needed. Bapak Amar, please.
Thank you very much. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. My dear listeners, and especially also to the questionnaire from reporter of Voice of Indonesia, Republic Radio Republic of Indonesia. And then I would like also to greet Happy Muharram 1447 Hijriah to all listeners of Voice of Indonesia. For the questions, how we find this kind of Mushaf Quran, actually in my part, since I was first before in Libya, I have empowered some Indonesian students under the program the Indonesian Citizens Board Forming, Empowering. We try to facilitate them for Arabic language from Quran, from Mushaf. And Alhamdulillah, the students who studied very well Arabic, they can explore Arabic languages from Mushaf Quran. In this case, the reader will be directed to derivative words Arabic languages from Quran itself. But it's not enough because it only directed to the general people, not specific disabled people. From that idea, I'm trying to contact my colleague, Ministry of Social Affairs. They directed to us to the associations of deaf associations, of Muslim associations. From that, we collaborate to make the associations bring it from Mushaf Quran by competing or competing with the sign language. I think this is the beginning. I'm enjoying this program, what we call it now as the sign language Mushaf Quran. For the next, I think Ministry of Police Affairs, who has a very active before that, met from the group of associations, and I met with Dr. Abdulaziz and team. The last night, and actually they just began to produce the Mushaf Quran completed by sign language. I think it's my purpose, my dear questioner.
Okay, so since when this sign language Quran has been used, has been started here in Indonesia? And how is it going? How is has been going until now?
I think Mr. Latifah should explain. For my part, I'm doing explorations of the Arabic language from Quran. It was began in 2001 under the coordination of Mr. Fawaz. Fawaz is the students in Tunisia. And they collaborate with Libyan students in Libya. It was in 2021.
Okay, and the format of this sign language Quran, I mean, like, is it like braille with braille letters and also with video, or how is it operated?
Part doing with the digital form. Motor kulit masker. We explore the beginning of surah Al-Fatihah until the 11th surah, and then painting by the sign language dengan bahasa isyarat, sign language. But when we meet the Ministry of Religious Affairs, they have also published the publications in the Mushaf with sign languages. I think Ms. Latifah talked about that.
Okay, so now moving on to Ibu Latifah then. Could you give us more insight about this sign language Quran and the who is involved in this, the making of this sign language Quran?
Okay. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. I will answer this. Actually, the initiative to compile the sign language Quran began in 2020. Led by the Lajnah Pentashihan Mushaf Al-Quran under the Ministry of Religious Affairs. That's the place that I work. The compilation process took place in Jakarta between 2020 until 2024. And it was officially established in 2022 through the Ministerial Decree number 889 on the establishment of the standard Indonesian Mushaf with the one additional Mushaf, that is the sign language Quran. Before, it's only three formats, Usmani script, Bahriyah, and Braille. And now, the additional is sign language Quran. And then, who is involved in making Quran in sign language? The compilation of the sign language Quran is a collaborative effort involving a wide range of stakeholders. LPMK under the Ministry of Religious Affairs led the process, and deaf Muslim communities including Majlis Taklim Tuli Indonesia, MTTI, Rumah Quran Isyarah, Rumah Tuli Jatiwangi, Iktisamah Mulia, and many others, the deaf Muslim communities. And other involved parties include Ministry of Education and Culture, Ministry of Social Affairs, Special Needs Education Experts, Islamic Scholars and Practitioners, and Academic Institution and Disability Organizations. These contributors played critical roles in research, language standardization, testing, and the technical design of the Mushaf. And what else the question, like the format?
Yes, the format of this Quran.
Okay. We have two versions of Mushaf sign language. That's the writing method or metode kitabah, and the recitation method or the tilawah. The difference is the writing method focus on the individual Arabic letters and diacritical marks using Arabic finger spelling. So every letter in the Quranic text is signed one by one. That's the writing method. And then the recitation method or metode tilawah focus on the tajwid and pronunciation. So only the pronounced sounds are signed based on the oral recitation flow or the tajwid one. And we have that's I think.
Okay, what about the distribution of the sign language Quran, or where this sign language Quran can be found by those needed, by the disabled people?
some of the printed mushaf have already been distributed during outreach programs and public socialization events across Indonesia, led by the Lajnah Pentasian Mushaf Al-Quran, including to partner institutions and communities of people with hearing disabilities. Yes. So, like Lajnah Pentasihan or Ministry of Religious Affairs, led some events, and then we distribute by the communities.
Okay, and is it also found in the Lajnah Quran Taman Mini Indonesia in the Cultural Park?
Yes.
Ah, okay. We are neighbors then. I can hopefully I can visit it one day to see for myself the sign language Quran. And okay, now going back to Bapak Amar, we'd like to know the results or the response of those needed this sign language Quran. How do you see that? The benefits so far of the distribution. Yeah.
When we met with the chairman of Lajnah, we discussed about how to promote the very best practice of Indonesia to the world. And we as the Minister of Cultural Affairs making a link to the OIC member subsidies body to make of what being explained by Ms. Lat socialization we do in internal level, international level. The first international conference we met in March 2024. We collaborate with the Islamic University for Technology to bring a subsidiary of Association of Islamic Corporations, which is in Bangladesh. That conference is attended by at least 7 countries with the 97 strata or S2, we call it. But it was attended by mostly the political students. They are interested in exploring some technological aspects of the sign language. Because sign language is not only showing the sign of hands, but have also to be the device. We call it hearing device, something like that. That's why the Islamic University of Technology would like more how we can facilitate a very good aspect of Indonesia to be known and to be developed into technological patient. But of course, the Mushaf itself, the Indonesian's publications, made them aware that this publication is classified as the first publication in the world, even in the OIC member countries. They are very happy to distribute, and they are happy to also to acknowledge what the publication did. The first being done by Indonesia should be distributed all OIC member countries. That's, I think, the restart of this productions or publication. Now they are well known in the level of international, that Indonesia has first publications in the Mushaf Quran with the sign languages.
Wow.
And one step again, we also just make what we call it international discussion with the ICHA is some or the international organization also. And this is also to explore this kind of publication, be distributed among the librarian, among the international librarian, because librarian is also has a vital role to distribute, to socialize this kind of publication. I think that's what the impact that we have raised from this kind of activities.
Wow. Maybe I can add something about the access. Yeah.
Yes, sure.
So additionally, we have digitized the sign language Quran and made it accessible through the Quran Kemenak apps. Quran Kemenak, yeah. Available for Android, iOS, website, Quran Kemenak, and for add-ins in Microsoft Word. So these platforms now feature a dedicated menu for sign language Quran, ensuring that it's accessible both in print and digital formats. So for the people who wanna see the format of the sign language Quran, can download the application Quran Kemenak. Yes.
Okay, so once again, the application is Quran Kemenak. So K-E-M-E-N-A-G. Let me spell it, because we cannot show the letters right now.
Okay.
So hopefully now everyone can see for themselves and download the application to see the format. Okay, and Pak Amar, what about the challenges face in the meaning making and the producing and distribution of the sign language Quran?
That is a very interesting question, my dear reporter. Actually, literacy is very high among the OIC member countries, or maybe in the world also, but especially in the OIC member countries. Illiteracy is one of the problem. By having this kind of invention or publications, it will help the world to learn from Quran, especially for the deaf people. So it will make the good impact on some element the society, in the world society, to know the knowledge from the Muslim itself. But of course, it is for general public, not only for the Muslim. They can have knowledge from this kind of publications. So that's why we try to at least limit or push the level of literacy that becoming the challenges of how to educate people, especially in the West member countries, in the aspect of learning educations, because all of them still have literacy. So by doing this, will inshallah will reduce the level of illiteracy among those member countries. So it will mean also reduce the challenge to this kind of development.
Okay, then what about from the Ministry of Religious Affairs, Ms. Latifah, the efforts to boost this literacy as mentioned by Pak Amar, and also to promote this sign language Quran?
Yes,
thank you.
Maybe to promote the sign language Quran is because now is the globalization era, so we have to digitalize anything.
Yes, yeah. I know.
Yes. So all people can reach what we found, like the sign language Quran and so on. So that's the way to promote to this generation.
To all people.
Yes. All people.
Especially for people with to reach the target.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Now, questions for Pak Amar and also Ms. Latifah about this initiative, this idea of sign Quran. What is the ultimate dream of this initiative, Pak Amar, first?
Subhanallah, this is a very high question. I just remember what the scholars said, that if we would like to learn, we try from the babies until dies. Which means that this process is still long. We have to improve our reach of this kind of education. We have also to modernize the device. We have also to be independent in device of the itself, because now we are still depend on the, what to call it, important good for device for the deaf. We haven't yet on our production. So one of the is at least we can open the cooperation with the AC member countries. That's why we try to initiate this interest conference with the technological university, in order that think about how we be independent for the device for Muslim countries, and also the Muslim countries can contribute to others countries. That I think the very, very the very long road we are doing seriously. I think this is the one target. The target is, of course, we would like to empower the illiterate or disabled person, and it means the person in participating in the process that was being ordered by the SDG. Because nothing left behind, we have to think about the element that's behind, like the deaf, they should also participate in development from now and to the next time.
Okay, now we'd like to hear from Ms. Latifah about the ultimate dream of this idea of sign language Quran. What do you think?
Yeah. Our ultimate dream is for every deaf Muslim to access, understand, and connect with the Quran through sign language anytime and anywhere. We envision widespread distribution of the sign language Quran, inclusive Islamic education for the deaf, digital access via apps and videos, and global inspiration from Indonesia's model. So that's our ultimate dream.
I mean, hopefully we can realize it all. And still in the spirit of Islamic New Year, bright future, hopefully it can be realized. Inclusive Islamic religious education for all groups, including the disabled people. So, Bapak Muhammad Amar Ma'ruf and Ibu Latifah Rahmi, thank you. Thank you so much for this insightful interview on this VOI talk about sign language Quran. Hopefully we can have a deeper understanding and talk about this later in the next occasion. Thanks. Thank you for joining us on VOI Talk. Assalamualaikum. Good afternoon.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Thank you. Thank you.
Waalaikumsalam.
Well, listeners and viewers of Voice of Indonesia, that's our today's VOI talk. Another inspiring, insightful talk on sign language Quran Mushaf. Stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia for more talks only on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad.
Hello, Vanessa. Thank
Voice
you for
of Indonesia,
in
from Indonesia to the world.
Turns into Mama Lini with the song Sial or Unlucky. But hopefully you are not that unlucky, but you are lucky enough, fortunate enough to enjoy this Friday and planning for another wonderful weekend with your loved ones. And hopefully Indonesia today will be always your companion to make your day. But unfortunately, Indonesia today on RRInet has come to an end. But don't worry, because we are still airing till the next 1 hour on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI. So I'm Rahma signing out on Indonesia Today from RRInet. And I'll see you in another interesting edition of Indonesia Today on RRInet, available on UCTV and also on rri.co.id.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRInet.
RRI Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
1, 2, 3, let's go.
Tidaklah seorang gadis sederhana tapi manis. Pergi dari kampungnya, tujuannya ke kota. Ingin hidup coba-coba. Cepatnya sesuaikan diri, lagaknya bak pragawati. Uang tak dari mana, segalanya dia punya. Dan langsung ngetop namanya Bimbi. Tak mau kenal lagi kampungnya Bimbi. Tak mau kenal lagi saudara. Masa berganti, berita dikenal lagi. Wajah serupa Bimbi, memalas pucat pasi, menanti di jalan sepi. Bimbi, tak mau kenal lagi kampungnya. Bimbi, tak mau kenal lagi saudara. Berganti, Bimbi telah dikenal lagi. Wajah serupa Bimbi, memalas pucat pasi, menanti di jalan sepi.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Topeng kelana sendiri mempunyai karakter atau gambaran.
Kelana mask itself has a character of sombong. Image of an arrogant man. His movement was firm, show strength, power, and intelligence and selfish. Kelana is the peak of final human face, but here we live under the sky where there is another above us.
Manusia yang paling akhir. Tapi di sini bahwa kita hidup di atas langit, ada langit lagi.
Katmini, or better known as Nani, is the 13th generation heir of Palimanan Dance Mask. The spirit to preserve and introduce Palimanan Dance Mask is still burning through her veins, although her age doesn't say the same. But is the next generation or the heir of this mask dance have to be direct descendants of her?
Ya, kan orang lain kadang bisa aja ya.
Well, other people is fine, but who is his or her teacher? Fanny is my daughter, and I taught her how to dance. If the case is like me, I'm not the direct descendant of Nisuji. The terms is Nazap, because the name of the heir is from provincial's level and regency. There is a certificate for that. The maestro title also comes from province. We as the heir have to be clear, there have to be the next generation who learned it. There is an activity.
Ada kegiatannya. Ya, ini ketawa, Pak. Ketawa, oke, tuh.
How is the process of searching for the heir?
Ya, kita kan cari ini ya, Mbak. Apa ya? Ibaratnya kan yang mau melestarikan.
Well, we are searching for someone who want to preserve it. Sometimes somebody learned it here, but they develop other mask dance. So I don't want to take him or her as the heir. Except like Altan here, he is my nephew, and as the heir and the next generation of Palimanan mask dance, he have to develop Palimanan mask dance, not other dance. If he did it, I would cross him out of the heir list. What is it for, right? Searching for the heir that has a big will to preserve the mask dance is not easy. Fanny Indriani is one of the heir that has a simple thinking. She just want to dance just like her friends.
Mungkin kan waktu kecil mah males gitu, masih maunya main.
Maybe when I was a little girl, I was so lazy because I just want to play, 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 and play. If my mother teach dance to the elementary school, I will come with her. One day, I want to learn how to dance the mask dance because I want to participate in a competition. So I joined the practice.
Terus mami latihan sama mama sama teman-teman juga.
As an heir and the next generation of the mask dance, Fanny also have a wonderful experience, like welcoming a president at the Keraton Nusantara Festival in 2014. It was the Keraton Nusantara Festival in Sunyaragi, and I was dancing and welcoming the president.
Terus, Fanny, ya, nyambut Bapak Presiden itu di situ.
Mask dance is a form of art that is rich in culture and traditions. Describes human character and guts in several stories. Also, a medium that connect people with teaching and mythology that lives in their culture. Preserving it is the way how mask dance can survive from technology blasts that hits young generation today.
Ya, karena ingin melestarikan kebudayaan.
Because I want to preserve Cirebon culture, specifically Palimanan mask dance, and we as the youth have to have the spirit to preserve it so it will not be extinct.
Kesenian Cirebon itu tidak punah.
Of Indonesia.
Everyone can. much as you do. Hate to break it to you, they don't. Let's figure this together. It's cool. Layer after layer. No rules. Every emotion's a welcome. To think I'ma judge you, I won't.
Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Saudi Arabia has indicated its approval for all requests of Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto to improve Hajj services for Indonesian pilgrims, according to Religious Affairs Minister of the Republic of Indonesia, Professor Nasaruddin Umar, who stated on the sidelines of the President's visit to Jeddah, Saudi Arabia on